three of the top 6 years for catastrophic insurance losses have been since 2005. And scientists agree that climate change has played a major role. Hurricanes like Katrina and Sandy, then droughts, wildfires, floods. And businesses are increasingly talking to people like Kyle Beattie. He's president of Verisk Climate, a division of the New Jersey-based Verisk Analytics. He helps businesses mitigate against climate change damage. And Kyle, tell us exactly what you do.
Our unit in Verisk has a responsibility for trying to understand how environmental extremes or even just day-to-day weather and climate types of activity can play a role in a business. That could mean that their earnings are either enhanced or suppressed in a given year because of the weather or the climate situation. It could mean that there's a low likelihood, but a big impact if a hurricane were to hit and affect either their operations or even those companies they depend upon. We help them understand exactly when bad conditions are going to start, when they're going to stop, so they could make specific decisions around when to open and close a store, when to shut down a data center, when it'll be able to come back online. Or it may actually play back to, what do I need to be able to run my business next year? Do I need to have more diversity in my supply chain? Do I need more suppliers that are located in different parts of the world, so no one supplier is potentially at risk from a major event that could disrupt my ability to source goods?
What's happening for you? Are you hearing more from businesses who want to know this information?
In general, yes. I would say it's more in response to the amount of volatile weather that folks have been facing in the last several years.
So, for instance, if they haven't already taken the action that we understand more and more companies are taking, moving, let's say, electrical units from basements to rooftops, because we saw what happened during Sandy when so much electronics was flooded. If they haven't already done things like that, you give them a sense of what kind of an urgent problem they might have with their data in the basement if it's still in the basement?
No, that's exactly right. I'll give you a little bit of an expanded example on that. Over the last 4 years, we have contributed to building a technology that would allow someone to know what the likelihood of an electrical blackout is at their location next year or in the next 5 years. So by knowing the chance of that, and if it did occur, how long would they be without power? So they could decide, do they need to buy a generator? Do they need to have other backup systems in place so they would have off-site data storage or some other mechanism to keep operating? And then if a storm is bearing down, we would tell them more specifically for that event, what is it going to mean in terms of, again, the time of outage, et cetera. And part of what we had to do to be very good at that is not just understand the weather, but understand how the weather affects the electrical grid, how the weather affects, you know, businesses, how do the utility crews respond to actually restore power. So we have to take all these pieces into account to be able to say, again, what's the chance of that happening next year so someone can prepare.
You know, I'm thinking one thing here, Kyle. Are there really businesses left who don't think there's a chance? From the weather that we're seeing, I'm imagining if you're a business, big or small, if you don't already have generators, and if you already don't even have I'm hearing of businesses that have created whole new units that are just trying to think ahead for the effects of climate change.
The challenge often is to take the recognition that it's an issue and be able to put it into a practice that someone can rely upon day in and day out. So to give another example of that, there's been recognition that severe thunderstorms, hurricanes are, you know, major impacts on their business. But what they haven't had is very precise information to know exactly how susceptible they are to flood on the coastline or when a hailstorm does happen. How bad is it with precision so they can actually make it drive the logistics of their organization? What exact roads are going to be closed? Which bridges or roads are going to be washed out? Which areas of the road network is going to have winds that are too strong for tractor trailers to be able to move goods back and forth?
Well, I know that what you do is sort of crunch the data and let businesses know what they might expect, but you're also affiliated with companies that are testing products. Tell us about one.
Sure. So one group would be the Institute of Business and Home Safety. That organization actually tests full-scale structures for the potential for them to be impacted by strong winds or hail or other factors.
That?
Well, they have a wind tunnel that's actually large enough to be able to affect full structures.
You put a whole building in it.
That organization does, and they test it to see what does it take to actually pull it apart. And so, you know, from our standpoint, that kind of information is great evidence of what can happen to a building. And it's also very important visual indicators of how severe A hurricane can be, or a wildfire, or a hailstorm, or any one of these natural events, when you see it firsthand and how it affects a building. So when we then come with a point of view around how likely that is to take place, this also helps us, you know, then translate that into what does it mean in terms of how likely it is to create damage, and then downstream business impacts like an interruption to one's operations.
It seems, too, that this kind of research, or your hard data, takes the politics out of it for business people who are maybe bottom line people who don't want to hear maybe somebody's feelings about climate change. You're presenting them with facts.
That's exactly right. I mean, quite often in a conversation like this, someone might ask me what my position is on climate change. And, the way I think of that is, I personally don't have a position. It's really what the objective data indicates that allows us to understand what are the effects of these events when they happen, and what do we know about how likely they are. The goal is to be independent and objective, transparent around the science. And that's what we find companies really appreciate is not just knowing what we know, knowing what we don't know.
Yeah. Well, we're reading, too, about insurance companies with research arms that are looking at ways to mitigate the problems from climate change, testing fire extinguisher systems, sprinkler systems that maybe don't use as much water if you're in a drought situation, or if you're in the opposite where you have too much water, testing barriers at doors that will keep water from coming into areas.
We have an arm of our business called Atmospheric and Environmental Research. We've learned a lot about things like using satellites to know where trees are or where water is. In the recent years, particularly in New England, when hurricanes and winter storms have happened, a lot of trees have hit houses. The insurance industry now uses knowledge that we can bring forward around where trees are compared to houses to understand how they can trim those trees back, prevent that tree from hitting a house, even prevent the home from weathering in ways where the roof might deteriorate too quickly when there's excessive exposure to trees that are hanging over that property.
That's Cal Beatty, president of Verisk Climate. They work with business owners to lessen the effects of climate change. Cal, thank you.
Thank you.
So what's your company doing? Are there new jobs, new practices around climate change? Let us know. We could be talking to you.